Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to all of my precious and beloved brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Indeed, indeed, let us rescue the perishing. Let us go out into the highways and the byways and share Jesus Christ with the lost. Well, it's Friday. We are coming to the end of our series, Perfect Me. Oh, Lord, and I do emphasize the me. God, put the finishing touches on me. Lord, make me useful. But in order for the Lord to make me useful, he's got to work on me. I have to yield to him, and he's got to work on me. And our scripture text comes from Psalm 138, verse 8. This is David. David has penned this. David is the author of this psalm. And David says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thy hands. Indeed, indeed, God, do not leave us half baked. Do not leave us as a work, as a painting, as a puzzle, as a chair, undone. Undone. You know, this past week on Monday, I visited with Deanne Hart, and she showed me some of the puzzles that she was working on, and there was one that was near completion. It just had three little puzzle pieces that needed to be put together. And I said to her, I can already tell what it is. Is there any sense in putting the last three pieces in there? She says, oh, yeah, I want to complete it. And then I want to frame it for my granddaughter. And so, yeah, she wants to complete it or perfect it. And that's what we want the Lord to do for us. Complete us, perfect us, put all the puzzle pieces together and show what a masterpiece he has designed us to be. Indeed, you are God and God's masterpiece. But in order to get there, we have got to what? Yield. And we've got to pray. And we've got to wait on God to perfect us or perform everything he said he would do on our behalf. Well, if you look at today's section here, I have here, it's me, oh Lord, Standing in the Need of Prayer. That's a gospel song, which we're going to play at the end of the show. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Now, I want to take you to John, the Gospel of John, John 21. And here there is a very interesting conversation going on between Jesus and Simon Peter. Jesus and Simon Peter. This is after Simon Peter betrayed Jesus or denied Jesus. Let me say that. This is after that infamous denial of Peter of our Lord. This is after the Lord was crucified. This is after the Lord rose from the dead. In his post-resurrection ministry, which lasted 40 days, you know, Jesus was around for 40 days and 40 nights after he rose from the dead. 10 days over a month, Jesus was hanging around with the disciples and giving them final instructions. Well, this is a conversation in one of those meetings that Jesus was having privately with Peter. And the Lord says to Peter, John 21, let's turn to John 21, 15. I'm reading from the New Century Version. Not from the King James, but the New Century. I want you to get what is being said here between Jesus and Peter. It says, John 21, 15, when they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. Verse 16, again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. A third time, he said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, do you love me? Peter said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Then Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were a younger man, you tied your own belt and went everywhere you wanted to go. But I tell you that when you get older, you will put out your hand and someone else will take you and tell you where to go. In other words, he's going to need assistance. He's going to be an elderly man, and he's going to need assistance going from place to place. Jesus said this to show how Peter would die to give him glory. Then Jesus said to Peter, follow me. So again, the Lord says to Peter, listen, I'm going to give you a glimpse into your future or into your end. When you become an old man, Roman soldiers will come for you. They're going to lead you to your death. That's what Jesus is saying. He says, you're going to live to an old age, but there will come a day when someone will come for you. Someone else will tie you and take you to a place you don't want to go. Of course, that's his crucifixion. He was crucified according to Eusebius' church history. Peter was crucified upside down. Jesus was referring to Peter's death, the manner of his death, at what age his death would come. It would come at old age. So Jesus is telling Peter, this is how I will put the finishing touches on you. You will die a martyr for me. Remember Peter said to Jesus before he denied him, I will die for you. And Jesus says, no, Peter, you'll deny me. You'll deny me. You won't stick around. You deny your association with me. And that's you, Peter, in the middle. That's you, Peter, unperfected. But I'll perfect you. You'll get to old age. And when you get to old age, you're going to be a solid man of God. And then indeed, you will die for me. You will die testifying of me. That's what Jesus says about Peter. Now, let's look at verse 20, because now Peter, his eye drifts. And instead of being concerned about him, he becomes concerned about somebody else and somebody else's future. So starting in verse 20 of chapter 21, Peter turned and saw that the follower Jesus loved was walking behind him. This was the follower who had leaned against Jesus at the supper, and the follower who said, "Lord, who will turn against you?" When Peter saw him behind them, he asked Jesus, "Lord, what about this one? What is his end going to be?" Jesus answered and said, "If I want him to live until my second coming, or if I want him to live until I come again, that is none of your business. You, Peter, follow me." That was a stern rebuke. In other words, Jesus is telling Peter, you worry about your end. You worry about how I perfect you, and don't worry about how I will perfect others. It's none of your business, Peter. You see, the Lord was telling Peter, focus on your life. Focus on your end. You know, each life, you know, there are so many things to life. If you're honest, you will agree with me when I make the statement. You can't even handle your own problems. Why are you worried about somebody else's problems? You know, you can't even handle your own walk with the Lord. You need his grace. So why should you worry about other people's walk with the Lord? Jesus is saying, listen, in essence, pray like David. Pray that I will perfect you and focus on you and worry about you and let others worry about themselves. That's what Jesus is saying here. So, God has a different fate, a different ending for each one of his children. Jesus says, focus on yours. You make sure you follow me. You keep your eyes on me, and as you keep your eyes on me, I will perfect you. Everybody's got to keep their eyes on Jesus. Paul put it this way, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, as pastors, of course, we care for the flock. We worry about the flock. We are interested in the condition of the flock and how each lamb is doing. But in this conversation, it's not a conversation about sheep. It's a conversation about two ministers. Jesus says to Peter, don't worry about John. You worry about you as a minister. You worry about ending well. Let John worry about his ending well. Let every minister worry about ending well. I can't end well for you. You have to end well for yourself. You have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I have to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. I have to cleave to the Lord. You have to cleave to the Lord. Me cleaving to the Lord is not you cleaving to the Lord. Everyone's got to independently hold on to Jesus for dear life and say, Lord, perfect me. And how do I do that? Well, I do it singing this song every day. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my mother, it's not my sister, it's not my brother, it's not my cousin. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Lord Jesus, perfect that concerneth me. This text in Psalm 138, verse 8, does not teach self-centeredness. The psalmist is not saying, just be egotistical and just think about yourself. That's not what the psalmist is saying. The psalmist is not pushing self-love or the love of self, as Paul says in his epistle, that in perilous times men shall be lovers of self. He's not talking, the psalmist is not promoting the love of self. What the psalmist is saying is, you know, God needs to work on me if I am to be a blessing to the world. If I'm going to be a blessing to God's people, God's got to work on me. You know, you can only sit on a chair if the craftsman has worked on that chair to completion. You can only use a table if the craftsman, if the woodsman, if the person building the table have finished it. Then only then is the table serviceable, is the chair serviceable. And so the psalmist is saying, God, finish me so that I can be serviceable. Not so that I could just be in love with myself and look at myself and just worship myself. No, work on me, perfect me, so that as a table, people can sit around me and use me to their benefit. The chair says, Lord, make me, Lord, complete me a chair so that whoever sits on me, think about those 24 pews at Grace Church. There's 12 on one side and 12 on the other side, 24 pews. Those pews were made, those pews were designed to serve. And people can sit on them. Even the cushions, there's 24 cushions on those 24 pews. Those 24 cushions and those 24 pews are a team. Week in and week out, they serve us. Now, they were only able to serve us because they were perfected or made or completed. No one's going to be sitting on a cushion that doesn't have any stuffing in it or any foam in it. It's not completed. It's the same thing with a pew. The pews are beautiful. The pews are just amazing, and they're strong and they're sturdy. And you can sit 10 people across each pew. Boy, they can hold some weight. Boy, the designer of those pews, the craftsmen of those pews, they knew what they were doing. They knew how to perfect the wood and bring it together and fashion it. That's what God needs to do with us. Again, not so that we can be concerned with ourselves, but so that we can serve others. Yes, concerned, yes, that God will make me useful. And once he makes me useful, then let me serve the people of God. And this is what the Lord is telling Peter. You worry about me making you useful. Let me worry about making John useful. You and don't you worry about me perfecting him. That's my job, Jesus says to Peter. So I want to close today's broadcast and this entire study with that song, It's Me, It's Me, It's Me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And yes, we need prayer. I need prayer. You need prayer. The church needs prayer. And I hope and pray that the prayer is the prayer of David. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. The Lord will make me useful. I want to be useful. In Jesus' name, amen.